WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The 14-year-old suspect, the nation's latest mass shooting at a school outside Atlanta, was questioned last year about making violent threats against a different school. Georgia Bureau of Investigations Director Chris Hosey, however, says he was released.
The Jackson County Sheriff's Office identified and located Gray, who is our suspect in this case. They conducted an investigation at that time, and there was no probable cause for arrest or to take any additional law enforcement action.
The suspect will be tried as an adult. He's accused of killing 4 and wounding 9 with an AR-style rifle. Department of Justice accusing Russians of attempting to sway the upcoming presidential election through right-wing influencers. Pope Francis joining the Grand Imam of Southeast Asia's largest mosque in a call for all faiths to work together for the common good. Prosecutors in Britain have decided to discontinue criminal proceedings against former Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
After a high-speed pursuit in Columbia County, a man has been arrested. The driver of a muscle car was arrested after he attempted to flee from authorities at speeds as high as 140 miles per hour on Interstate 90 between Caledonia and Lodi. According to the sheriff's office, it happened Saturday night. Officers attempted a traffic stop on a black 2023 Dodge Charger in the area of I-90-94 and Highway 78 in the town of Caledonia for driving at speeds well above the posted speed limit at 70 miles per hour. The driver of the vehicle did not stop, and a pursuit was initiated that lasted for about 11 miles. As the Dodge Charger exited onto Highway 60 westbound toward Lodi, a police officer deployed a tire deflation device, bringing the vehicle to a stop near Lindsay Road. The driver of the vehicle, a 48-year-old man from Park Ridge, Illinois, was tentatively charged with fleeing, eluding, and second-degree recklessly endangering safety. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high 77 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight 51, tomorrow partly cloudy, a little fall-like at 68. 66 and sunny Saturday, back to 73 Sunday. Take your barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7 Max FM. It's after 7 o'clock right now. It's Brian Adams on Max FM.
I got my first real six string. Bought it at the five and dime. Played it till my fingers bled. Was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried.
Yeah, those 80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Sometimes I feel I've got to run away. I've got to get away from the pain you drive into the heart of me. The love we share.
Soft Cell, there is Tainted Love. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 10 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Friday Eve?
Friday Eve. See, this is what we talk about, that four-day work week. This
right?
is why we need to initiate it. See how nice this is. It's Thursday already.
And right.
Already ready for another weekend. See?
I know, and it feels good to already be at this point. You know what also feels really great is this forecast and this weather.
Oh,
I mean, it's going to be a little warm today with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, but then we're going to drop into the 60s for tomorrow and Saturday, and then Sunday looking equally as nice, a little bit warmer. We'll talk about the forecast here in just a moment, but anything fun and exciting at the Finn household right now?
Well, yesterday was pretty much chauffeur day. It was the teenager had his first course on campus, so drove him to the campus so he could go for that. And then it was violin lessons, so jam-packed day for him.
He's super busy. Look at him with his social life and all that. You get to a point where your kids have a way better social life than you do, and all you are is like their servant, right? Which says a lot about you as a parent and how we operate as parents because, yeah, we just become like basically a servant at some point.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do is what
right?
it is.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
How was your day yesterday?
It was okay. I mean, it was a day. Corey worked at home for a good portion of the day, so I don't get a lot done, as we've talked, when he's around, just because I can't really do much because we don't have any soundproofing up or anything like that, so everything has to be fairly quiet. But then Dexter, oh, the kid's got to learn how to read thoroughly. That's what Dexter's got to do. So he usually, his drum lessons are usually at Baraboo Music in downtown Baraboo, and it's usually on Wednesdays, and his instructor has Dexter and a couple of other students. Well, he sent out an email the other day basically realizing that because of how Baraboo stacked going back to school with everybody kind of staggered, right, as far as start dates, there was no half day on Wednesday and for the school district, which means he didn't have as many lessons at Baraboo Music because, well, there were kids in school. So I said to Dexter, I said, why don't you text Nathan and just make sure that you are not his only lesson in Baraboo? Because if that's the case, then I will drive you to Portage because that's really unfair for Nathan to have to drive all the way in for one lesson when it's our lesson, right? So Nathan responds with basically saying, no, you're not my only lesson, but if you could come at 2:30, that would be really helpful. Dexter read that as he didn't have lessons in Baraboo. He had lessons in Portage at 2:30. That was not the case, and he didn't read thoroughly. So we drove to Portage, nobody there. Nathan was hanging out in Baraboo waiting for us, and now I feel like I owe the guy a cheeseburger or something because Dexter really just didn't read thoroughly. But I feel horrible. I felt horrible yesterday, and I still feel kind of bad about the whole thing. And I said to Dexter, I said, please learn to slow down and read things well. So we had a lovely trip over to Portage and a lovely lunch, really for nothing. Stopped and ran
it's
a few
nice
errands.
Drive, though.
It was a nice drive, yes, down the interstate. Yay us. It was, we stopped and did a few errands along the way and then came home. And by the time we got home, I have now surpassed from like just an allergy attack to a full out cold. So by the time we got home yesterday, I really did not feel 100%. And my poor husband, who's already gone for the day, by the way, he left before I even started the morning show at 6 a.m., which is kind of uncanny for him, and I can't believe he actually did it and made it. But at any rate, he's already gone for the day. The poor guy, though, has been on the road so much, he hasn't had a lot of homemade food. And so he was like, can I just have some kielbasa and potatoes with some onions cut up? So yesterday, before I sat down to nap and you know, kind of rest my head because I had a pounding headache from all of the sinus pressure, I made sure I made some kielbasa and some potatoes so that he could warm up when he got home last night. So that was pretty much the gist of our day. Very fun-filled and exciting. Let me tell you, we live big here on Goose Poop Pond. But, you know, some days just have to be like that.
Just embrace it. Embrace
exactly.
it, Maddie.
Exactly.
So it is a cold then?
It is a full-out cold. Now, in order to conquer this cold, because I hate being sick, I am the most miserable person on the face of the planet when I get a cold. Only because I don't like it when my nose stuffs up. That drives me absolutely bonkers. Absolutely bonkers. So I spend a good majority of my day just trying to keep my nose open because nothing is worse for me than having one nostril open and the other one not. And I hate that. I hate it.
Yeah.
And so I spend a good portion of my day right now just trying to keep my nose open. So I have basically unarmed every medicine that I have in my cabinet at this point. Now I'm taking it responsibly. Don't anybody think I'm doing anything stupid out here. I'm taking it responsibly, making sure I'm not mixing too many Tylenols and Advils and all of that. But Yeah, I hate colds. The smoldering pile, though, by the way, it could be some allergies because that is still smoldering two houses right. down. Still smoldering. It's been Monday. Monday they started this burn pile, and the thing is not out yet. I'm actually hoping we get some rain later today because I'm hoping that just kind of takes care of the whole debacle. But between the smoke in the air, the cold, yeah, it's been a rough couple of days.
Just drag a bucket over there and put it out.
I'm about ready to. I had to walk through smoke again this morning when I took Aspen out for her morning walk, and I was like, you know, Aspen, who would really see us? It's barely light out. Nobody's gonna care. I'm sure we're not the only ones tired of the smoke filling the air at this point. So I was very, very tempted this morning to grab some buckets or something and go put the whole thing out. But
yeah, colds are never fun. Let's face
summer
it.
Summer ones okay? are the worst too.
Summer colds are the worst. They really are. I mean, in the winter, the fall and winter, you can almost kind of cope with them and just
right.
you know. Get under a blanket and right. just ride it out. You can make it. But
those soups,
summer
there's
colds,
warm liquids. And then in the summer, though, I don't feel like doing the soups in the warm liquids. That's not fun with a cold, especially in the summer. I mean, I'll do my apple ciders and stuff like that. But I mean, it takes a lot for me to be like, all right, it's 80 degrees. Let's have some
exactly.
warm soup and apple cider. doesn't sound
Whereas
quite the same.
When it's the winter, you just can kind of go with
right.
it.
Right. Right, yeah. exactly. So I've got my tissues here this morning. I've got one dose of cold medicine in me. I've also taken my allergy pills just to kind of make sure that I'm taking care of that all at the same point. I'm armed with nose sprays and tissues this morning. It's going to be a good day. I said to Corey last night, I was like, I remember my great-grandma used to stick her tissues because she always had a runny nose. She used to stick her tissues under her like wrist or her watch band. I was like, can I do that? And he's like, no, you cannot do that. I was like, really though, when you think about it, great grandma Silva had it going on. I mean, she was thinking because they were always right there. You never had to search for them. You never had to think about them. You didn't have a wad in your pockets. They were just tucked neatly under her wristband. You know, she had one of those stretchy watches.
Yeah.
And so she just tucked them right under there. And I don't know. I think grandma Silva was onto something.
Yeah.
I think so. I think she was onto something for sure. Now, we do have a couple of headlines in entertainment news that I wanted to touch on this morning. The first one is, I don't know why I found this exciting today, but I kind of did. The new Dancing with the Stars cast was announced yesterday, and it includes a little bit of drama this year. So the latest Bachelorette, Jenny Tran, is going to be part of this cast, but so is the guy who dumped her, Joey, from another Bachelor episode. So there's a little drama this year. On Dancing with the Stars. I know. The big story, I mean, it is big because this guy basically, that she proposed to him, then he dumped her. He absolutely dumped her after she proposed to him, and he's on the show. And then, I mean, there's a bunch of other contestants, obviously.
And both have different dance partners,
yes,
and they'll be giving
yes.
each other that evil eye, that stink eye across
right?
the dance hall. Whoa.
So actually, as I go through the story and I think about it, she's actually been dumped by two other contestants. So there's the guy she proposed to, and then there's another guy who basically didn't choose her on the Bachelor. So she's got like a double whammy on this one. So there's a little drama to this. I love what ABC is doing. It's like a nighttime soap opera and a reality TV show all in one.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
like good stuff. Now, some of the other contestants this year on Dancing with the Stars, and let me remind you that I've actually watched like three episodes of Dancing with the Stars in my entire life, is the infamous scam artist Anna Delvey. She actually needed permission from ICE to compete, and she is going to have to wear an ankle monitor through the entire competition. Wow. All right. Former NBA star Dwight Howard is going to be a contestant. Eric Roberts is on this season. He's the brother, of course, Julia, and the dad of Emma Roberts. You've got Super Bowl champion Danny Amendola of the New England Patriots competing. Chandler Kinney, who is an actress, will be competing. There's a couple of Olympians this year on Dancing with the Stars, including the rugby player Ilona Maurer, and then the pummel horse guy. I can't pronounce his last name. First name was Steven, though, and officially on social media, he was just known as the pummel horse guy. It's the only event he competed in the Olympics, but he brought it, and he got himself a medal, and he got Team USA a medal at the same time. There's going to be a model on this season. Brooks Nader is going to be competing. A Real Housewife, Phaedra Parks, is competing this time around. Oh, I love this one, too. The dad from Family Matters and the cop from Die Hard, Reginald Bell Johnson, is going to be so cool on this season. I know. I love it. And then Tori Spelling, former 90210 star, is going to be competing this year as well. And then, of course, we know Tori Spelling, she's had a little bit of drama in her life between Dean McDermott, the bankruptcy, her dad, her mom, all of that kind of stuff. So she just brings the drama without any of the like Bachelor and Bachelorette backstory.
Yeah, it's a prerequisite with Tori Spelling. You're just going to get drama. Yeah,
exactly. So the season 33 seasons of Dancing with the Stars. Do they do two basically seasons a year in the spring and the fall? It feels like order to get 33 seasons, you would almost have to be doing basically two a year.
Last time I watched any bit of that show, Tom Bergeron was still on it. I mean, he's not on it anymore,
is
he?
He's been on for a long time. He had a couple falling outs with the producers on things that they were basically, story has it anyway, that they were kind of they were censoring some of the things that they were able to say on Dancing with the Stars.
And Bergy wasn't having it.
No, he wasn't.
Okay, yeah.
And that's the rumor anyway. I don't know how true any of that is. But season 33 will premiere Tuesday, September 17th on ABC if you're so interested in watching. Just for the drama, I think it's going to be very exciting. I mean, do you put the Bachelorette, the Bachelor, and the two Bachelors in the same room? I mean, is there going to be some sort of Tori Spelling Phaedra Parks cat fight? I mean, I feel like these are things that have to be asked.
That's probably what the network is hoping for.
Right? You know, right? Maybe boost those ratings. Yeah. I can't believe it gets enough ratings that they've had 33 seasons. But what do I know?
Any show that goes on that long.
I know.
I mean,
Grey's Anatomy. It's another example, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last time I watched a Dancing with the Stars episode, and I'm not joking, is when Donald Driver from the Packers competed.
Sure.
And I think I watched one or two episodes of that, and it was really only to see what he was doing, and then I would turn the channel. And I didn't even, I had to read that he had actually won the Mirror Ball that season. So there you go. That's how in touch with Dancing with the Stars I am. I just like the drama of it all this year. And then another big story that that came down the pike yesterday. Queen guitarist, did you see this one?
Mm-hmm.
Brian May actually shared that he recently suffered a minor stroke, but no worries if you're a fan of Queen because he's doing well and he can still play. Now he says, quote, all of a sudden out of the blue, I didn't have control over my left arm, so it's a little scary, I have to say. Now he is on restrictions for now while he's recovering. He's not allowed to drive, he's not allowed to be on a plane or do anything that will really elevate his heart rate. And before you send him any well wishes, don't, because he says he doesn't want sympathy from the fans. He says, please don't do that because it'll clutter up my inbox and I hate that. I think if Brian May asks you to step down, you step down or step back, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
But so that was a little bit of a shocker, but I'm glad he's doing well because I can't imagine a world that we live in where we don't get the musical talents of a guy like Brian May.
Certainly. One of rock and roll's
greatest
guitarists for many, many years. And that's got to be frightening, too. And Queen, I mean, they intermittently tour. I mean, I'm not sure if they do full-out tours.
Not since his last one where it was worldwide, then got shut down during the pandemic, and then obviously they picked back up, but now it's just kind of hit or miss.
Seems like they will just randomly say, okay, we're going to go out and play some shows now.
Right.
And, you know,
kind of depends on when Adam Lambert's available, I think, and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that he's doing okay and on the mend because, he's... I would put him up there on my list of top guitarists just because
for sure.
he helped to shape that sound for the band.
That entire band is so talented, and you forget how smart they are. I mean, you've got guys on that band who are like
they all have PhDs.
I know. Yeah. And then here they are as these incredible musicians at the same time. So they're really awesome. Whether you're a fan of Queen or not, you can't overlook the talent that band's got in it. And obviously, if you're a fan of Queen from way back in the day, there was always some question marks as to what would happen to Queen after Freddie Mercury was no longer with us. And you know, I think it took them a while to recover. They always considered themselves to be a family. If you listen to autobiographies and watch documentaries about them. And so I think it took them a while to really just kind of gather themselves. And then Adam Lambert came along and they were like, all right, he's a little flamboyant. He could pass as Freddie Mercury and the dude can sing. So I feel like it was the best of both worlds because we get to vicariously kind of live through those Freddie Mercury days as fans of the band.
And on the other side of the coin, you can kind of respect John Deacon for saying, you know what? Freddie Mercury's not with us anymore. Yep. I can't do the Queen thing anymore. But didn't we just have it? We recently had a Queen tribute show at Legacy Dinner Theater.
This past winter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I heard
it's music
they were phenomenal.
It crosses generations. And it'll be around forever. Yeah.
One of the things that we still love to watch on YouTube is their Live Aid performance when Freddie Mercury basically commanded a crowd of thousands and thousands of people. And you and I have talked about that. You don't see many musicians these days that can get an entire crowd to mimic the sounds that you're
Who
making
do
and do
that?
A callback, right?
I mean, imagine walking out onto a stage like that with that many people and being able to commandeer that whole audience. It's amazing.
I really can't name any artist who can actually do that anymore. I mean, if I sat down and thought about it really hard, which I'm not going to this morning because there's too much cold medicine flowing. but if I actually sat down and thought about it really hard, I could probably come up with maybe one or two, but it would be a really short list, I think. A really short list of somebody who can do what Freddie Mercury did at those shows. So it's good to see that Brian May is recovering nicely. We do have to take a look at the forecast, Finn, and we alluded to this forecast a little bit at the beginning here when we started talking. Not a bad day today. It's going to be partly cloudy, and we do have a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm, especially this afternoon. It's a little cloudy out here right now at Goose Poop Pond. 77 for a high today. Down to 51 tonight, and then this weekend is when we get a little taste of fall weather. It's going to be beautiful. Partly cloudy, 68 for a high tomorrow, and then sunny and 66 on Saturday. As we get to Sunday, we're going to warm things up just a bit with a high near 73. Right now, it's 56. The morning show on Max FM is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Be the MVP of your football watch party with the help of Pierce's Express Market in Beerwood. Hi, it's Craig. Frito-Lay Ruffles potato chips and Tostitos dips or quesos are all 2 for $7. 12 packs of Mountain Dew products are 2 for $11. And half liter six packs of Dr. Pepper or 7-Up family of flavors are just 3 for $9.99. Get Bellatria ultra thin or breadcrumb crust pizzas at $3.99 each. And Tyson chicken strips, boneless wings, popcorn chicken, or fajita strips are all $6.99. Pierce's Express Market, supplying game day for 100 years.
As a dairy farmer from Lodi, I know that Joan Baldwin delivers for Wisconsin farmers because when our farm faced tough times, Joan stepped up to fight for us. Working to lower taxes, improve rural roads, and secure support for farm programs, Joan Baldwin puts farmers first. So when it comes to protecting my farm and my cows, I trust Joan Baldwin. She's always stood with us. Now let's stand with her. Vote Joan Baldwin for State Senate. Paid for by Volunteers for Agriculture, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular. built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Your love, there is Outfield. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 7:34 right now. Hopefully you're having a great start to your Friday Eve. Just about another weekend. You know, Finn and I were talking a little bit about the Queen and Freddie Mercury commanding an audience. Got a few texts this morning. Apparently some of you agree that Taylor Swift can also command an audience. And from the clips I've seen, she'd probably be right up there on the list as far as current artists. So thank you so much for those texts this morning. And maybe you're one of the lucky ones who've actually got to see Taylor Swift in concert. Or you've just watched that Disney special. I still have to find 4 hours of my day to do that. I think I need to see it, but that's a commitment, let me tell you. Leave it to Taylor to make sure that we commit to her, right? Now, if you want to save yourself a whole lot of money and you want to shop local, then we'd love for you to check out maxfmbigdeals.com. Take advantage of today's big deal of the day. It is a good one because it's an event happening this weekend. 50% off the third annual Beer of Blues Music Festival and Jam. This is Saturday over at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast. A two-pack of tickets, $20 with our 50% off deal today only. Only $10 for you to go see an incredible lineup of music, including Ivy Four, Dave Potter and Friends, at Dead Henry. Eat some food at those amazing food trucks. Have an adult beverage or a non-adult beverage. Whatever your choice, just grab the lawn chair, grab the blanket, go stock up on these tickets. And remember, 50% off today only. No promo code needed. We'll handle everything for you at checkout. All you have to do is really get those tickets so you can have a great time over at the Ringling House Bed and Breakfast this Saturday. MaxFMBigDeals.com. Now, coming up yet this hour, Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo. Birthdays and anniversaries also on the way. If you're celebrating or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us this morning on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Sean Cable's going to have a detailed look at your forecast. Some rain possible today, then some fall-like temperatures head our way toward the weekend. He'll tell you more about that. Plus, we're going to have a look at sports next here on 99.7 Max FM.
For 40 years, Habitat for Humanity of Wisconsin River Area has been dedicated to serving our community by helping local people in need, and this year we are asking you to join us in our mission. This is John. Call me at 370-4985 for more information on how you can be part of our 40 for 40 volunteer challenge. It's a great way to meet new people, be a part of something big, and you might just have some fun too. See HFHWisconsinRiver.org to be part of our 40th anniversary celebration.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The 2024 NFL season kicks off tonight in Kansas City, where the back-to-back defending champs play host to the Baltimore Ravens. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Baltimore finished with the best record in the league last season at 13-4, but lost to the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game despite having home field advantage. The Packers are in Brazil. They'll take on the Eagles in their season opener on Friday night. It's the first time the NFL will hold a regular season game in Brazil. Brewers fell in 10 innings to the Cardinals, 3-2 last night. Lucan Baker drove in the go-ahead run with an RBI single in the 10th. Eric Haas clubbed a two-run homer for the Brewers in defeat. The Brewers have dropped 3 of 4. They'll take the day off today. The Cubs combined to no-hit the Pirates 12-0 at Wrigley last night. Shota Imanaga held the Pirates hitless through 7. Relievers Nate Pearson and Porter Hodge finished off the combined no-hitter. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a slight chance of an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high 77 with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight 51, tomorrow partly cloudy, a little fall-like at 68. 66 and sunny Saturday, back to 73 Sunday. Take your barbecue and kick it up a notch with Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe at GrandpasBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7 Max FM. ein Punker unterwegs in der großen Stadt. Es war ihm wie ein Vienna, wo er alles tat. Er hatte Schulden, denn er trank, doch ihn liebten alle Frauen. Und jede rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Er war Superstar, er war populär, er war so exaltiert, because er hatte Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol. Und alles rief, na kann man Rock Me Amadeus. Du mit und es war irgendwie no plastic money anymore, die Banken gegen ihn. Woher die Schulden kamen, war wohl jeder Mann bekannt. Er war ein Mann der Frauen, Frauen liebten seinen Punk. Er war ein Superstar, er war so populär, er war zu exaltiert, genau das war sein Flair. Er war ein Virtuose, war ein Rockidol und alle suchten noch auf den Captain Rock Me Amadeus.
Rock Me Amadeus, there is Falco. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Now, Finn, you know, there are times when two things are great separately but horrible together. A lot of people would say pineapple on pizza. I love pineapple on pizza, so that's a combination that I really, really love. Mint and orange, I guess that's up to personal taste as well. Mayonnaise and pretty much anything else. I mean, these are examples of things that, you know, some of us don't find great when we combine them together. Now, I bring this up because this morning, as you're getting ready to eat your breakfast, now think about this. The canned meat company Hormel is launching a new product that combines its Black Label bacon with Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal. Now, for the record, Finn, they are not putting bacon bits into the cereal. They're actually rubbing that so-called Cinnadust onto their thick-cut bacon. It's then left overnight to reach optimal flavor, according to Hormel, which is supposed to create this mix of sweet and salty. Now, if that's the case, my husband would be totally in. There are times he actually gets his dessert before the rest of his dinner and then eats them together. Hormel describes the combination as iconic, and you can either take their word for it or you can actually try it yourself for a limited time. This isn't one of those things you have to scramble and make an online order. Black Label Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bacon is going to be available at select Walmart locations starting on Monday, September 16th, and it's also going to be available at different Kroger stores while supplies last. So at least this is something we can actually get in the store in the right locations. But interesting. I mean, I'm willing to try anything once. To me, this doesn't really seem any different than like maple flavored bacon. on, you know, I mean, it's still going to have that kind of sweetness to it and all of that. So
I'd be willing to give it a try.
This is I wouldn't poo-poo at, let's put it like that.
We've had a lot of those weird food combo things in the past couple of months, but this one actually sounds like one I might try.
Yeah, this one doesn't sound bad. So keep an eye on that at your favorite Walmart store. Again, it's select locations. Usually when they say that, that means probably a rollout of most Walmart stores. But anyway, so keep an eye on the bacon area. I mean, you're already there anyway, because let's face it, it's one of the best areas of the store. We all love to go to the bacon section because bacon's delicious, right? So check that out. I mean, this is one of those things, though, I feel like you could also do at home, because don't they sell that cinnadust now in like a little sprinkle can? I mean, essentially, it's just a cinnamon sugar concoction.
Probably. Yeah.
So I feel like you could probably, if you miss out or Walmarts around here aren't going to carry this, I feel like this is something you could probably whip up on your own as well. Just a little cinnamon and sugar in a shaker, rub it on there, put it in the fridge covered, let it, you know, kind of do its thing overnight, and then fry it up the next morning. I feel like you could probably handle this one on your own too. But it's nice when somebody takes care of all the work for us.
Just a little easier.
we like to be lazy that way. Yeah. I totally understand. It is 7:45 right now, and we've got to run down our birthday list. Now, before we jump into our celebrity side of things, we'll remind you that if you're celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, or maybe know somebody who is, you can actually text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Now, this is very odd because we spent a lot of this hour already talking about Queen and Freddie Mercury. It would have actually been Freddie Mercury's birthday today.
Really?
So there you go. He's the incredible lead singer and front man for Queen. Let's see, who else do we have on this list? Skander Keynes is celebrating a birthday. He played Edmund in the Chronicles of Narnia movies. He's 33 years old. If you remember the Vampire Diaries, she was Bonnie on that particular series. This Kat Graham actress, of course, is celebrating her 35th birthday. We have Annabelle Wallace on the list as well. She is Jenny in the Tom Cruise Mummy movie. She also played the pregnant mom Mia in Annabelle. She is celebrating her 40th birthday. We have Rose McGowan on the list. Now, she was basically the Harvey Weinstein slayer. She was Marilyn Manson's see-through gal pal. She was Paige on Charmed, Tatum on Scream, and Cherry, the zombie-fighting stripper with a machine gun leg in Grindhouse. Yeah, it was just that weird, by the way, people. She is celebrating her 51st birthday today. We have Dweezil Zappa on the list because Moon Unit wasn't celebrating, so we get Dweezil instead, Finn. Anyway, Dweezil, 55 years old today.
What is it? Dweezil, Moon Unit, and Fred or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Like, all of a sudden, you've got the most common name with everything else, and it's like, okay. Yeah, exactly. All right, we'll go with that. I mean, you know, Frank had a moment in time where he was like, we should do one thing normal. Okay.
Let's give one of them a normal name.
Right.
You know?
One of these things isn't
like
the other.
Like the others.
Brad Wilk from Rage Against the Machine and Audioslave. He's the drummer for both groups. He is celebrating his 56th birthday. Beetlejuice himself, Michael Keaton, is celebrating a birthday today. He is 73 years old. Beetlejuice, the sequel, comes out in theaters tomorrow. I know a lot of people are very excited about that. He was also Batman in the Tim Burton movies and the Vulture in Spider-Man Homecoming. I mean, what more? I mean, Michael Keaton's been around
for an eternity. Yeah.
Yeah, I love Michael Keaton. Wasn't he in that show Mr. Mom from way back in the 80s too?
Well, in the movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love that movie. It was a great one. let's see. We have George Lazenby, who is the forgotten James Bond. He had one movie. You probably know more about this than I do. It was On Her Majesty's Secret Service, and this is the type of movie, and I'll ask your opinion here in a second, that divided Bond fans so much that he was fired and then eventually replaced by Roger Moore. He's actually celebrating his 85th birthday today. So Roger Moore, the better choice out of the two, Finn? Is that what we should are led to believe here this morning?
Everybody, it's a subjective thing, and a lot of guys are, it's one of those things where the Bond that you grew up with is your Bond. That's the one. The one you went to go see the movies in the theaters and all that. Actually, Honor Majesty's Secret Service is probably my favorite James Bond movie.
Oh, nice.
It probably is. And he actually, what happened was he got a little full of himself during the filming of the movie because he followed after Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of walked away from the series because at that time in the late 60s, the character of James Bond was less in favor because there were movies like Easy Rider and things like that. So he didn't think it was a good idea to do another one. So he stepped out and then Roger Moore took over. But no, he was a great James Bond.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I know the James Bond and the different versions of James Bond have really been a tipping point for some people. It's really a hot button topic for some people, depending on who you talk to and
really
what James
is.
Bond.
Yeah.
It's very strange. Because it's like, most of them were pretty good movies, and they've tried to put out some really great James Bond movies. I know some have been better than others, but at the same time, should it really be that hot button of a topic? I mean, it's just Bond. Be appreciative that we've continued the franchise for this long. I feel like it's how we should be.
Some of us look at it as being just as important as the Packers.
You know? This is true.
It's whatever your passion is, I guess.
I mean, there's still a long debate about Favre or Rodgers,
right?
And Favre hasn't played in a long time, and Rodgers isn't a Packer anymore. So there you go. William Devane is also celebrating a birthday today. He was President Heller on 24. He was also the flight director in Space Cowboys, the president in The Dark Knight Rises, and Grandpa and Grandma might actually know him as Greg Sumner on Knots Landing. Now he hawks gold from Rosalind Capital, just in case you're wondering what happened to William Devane. You can usually see him really late at night on some sort of infomercial telling you to sell gold. That's what he does. 85 for him today.
That Greg Sumner, he always got into trouble on Knots Landing.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did. My mom and dad used to watch Knots Landing, so I remember watching that. It was like a lineup, Dynasty, Falcon Crest, and Knots Landing.
Sure.
And they all pretty much go back to back on a Thursday night or something. Anyway, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a wonderful day. And remember to add somebody to the list. We make it super easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Right now, we are going to find out what's going on this weekend in Baraboo. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us in just a moment to tell us everything happening in Baraboo this weekend. Weekends are best here on Max FM is brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. Yes, you heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
It's time for Weekends Are Best on Max FM. And this morning, joining us from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, Ben Bromley. How are you today?
I'm good, Maddie. You know, when I'm listening to Falco, I think sometimes I try to explain to the children why things were cool in the 80s.
Yes.
And I think when I think of Falco, I think even though I owned those cassette tapes, mm-hmm. I cannot explain the popularity.
There was something about the beat and Amadeus that apparently we had never heard before. And
we don't know any of the rest of the words. It's
no,
in a foreign language.
No,
it's like 99
it
Luft Balloons. What are we even doing here?
Exactly. But it's a great song, and you can, you know, maybe toe tap to it just a little bit. The kids will forever never understand synthesizers and music from the 80s. I mean, they might try, and they might humor us really hard, Ben, but they will forever never understand. Now, we do have a full list of events that are taking place this weekend in Baraboo, a little quieter as we get things back to school and kind of get into a routine, but still a lot of things that we can take part in this weekend. So where would we like to start on this calendar of events?
Yeah, you're right. It's not quite as jam-packed with the onset of fall and the school year, but there's still some favorites here coming up already on Friday night. Our friends, the Baraboo Young Professionals, are putting on one of their big events of the year. It's called Sips and Swings. This is where they golf out at Fairfield Hills and have a few beverages while they're at it. That's going to start at 7 p.m. Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. That's always a super fun event. And just for anybody who's wondering, I mean, we have a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms later this afternoon, but then we're going to usher in what is basically like the beginning of what feels like fall weather. I mean, we're going to get a little taste of it. We're talking 60s Friday and Saturday, and then 73, lots of sun this weekend as well. So whatever your plans are, whether you're taking part in any of the activities we're about to tell you about, or whether, you know, you have your own plans, it's going to be a beautiful weekend. Let's put it like that. So gorgeous night tomorrow night at Fairfield for Sips and Swings with the Baraboo Young Professionals. Now, what else do we have on this calendar as we look ahead through the weekend?
Speaking of a beautiful Friday evening, you could also check out some live music. Gem City Sideshow will be at Balanced Rock Friday night at 6 o'clock.
Nice. That will be a great show outside. Hopefully they have the little patio set up on a cool evening where it's going to feel a whole lot like fall. You can enjoy your favorite adult beverage, take in some beautiful scenery and great music all at the same time. Now, what else is going on this weekend, Ben?
All right. We'll remind folks that the farmer's market's still going on. You know, they got a few more weeks left. And also, we have some more live music. We're going to have Bree Morgan Saturday afternoon. She's going to be performing at Broken Bottle Winery from 1:30 until 4:30. And speaking of live music, this is another one of my big favorites on the calendar. Yes. Ringling House Bed and Breakfast is going to be bringing back Barra Blues. This is their third annual Blues Music Festival. That's a day-long deal from 2 to 9 p.m. at the Ringling House B&B. For locals, that's the Big Yellow House on 8th.
That's right, and you can go over to maxfmbigdeals.com and take advantage of our big deal of the day. Two tickets, $20, 50% off today. So essentially you're getting one ticket for $10 and the other one we're going to throw in for free. So, I mean, it doesn't get much better than that, right? I know. You should go stock up. It's going to be beautiful over there. It's a fun event, lots of great music, some food, some adult beverages, some non-adult beverages, meaning the non-alcoholic variety, and just a really great day and some really wonderful company in a beautiful atmosphere. So check that out on Saturday. What else do we have going on?
We also have some more live music. John Gay will be performing Saturday at Balanced Rock Winery from 4 until 6:30.
All right. So a lot of opportunities to catch some live music. And then as we look ahead to Sunday, what else do we have going on?
Yes, our friends at Baraboo Youth Hockey, they have a big event. They're having their second annual fun run slash walk, and it's also their season kickoff party is how they're dubbing it. It's going to take place from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Sunday out at Pierce Park. We're talking about food, bouncy houses, all kinds of fun stuff, and that's a fundraiser for that program.
Super, super fun. So check that out. The kids will have a good time with that. And plus, you're helping out a really great cause at the same time. Now, there's a few other things happening on Sunday. What else do we've got?
You bet. We got some more live music. We have local favorite, local native, Abby Spencer, performing at Broken Bottle Winery Sunday afternoon from 1:30 until 4:30. And also, we have 7,000 Apart at Balanced Rock Winery from 2 until 4:30 Sunday.
All right, so a whole lot of opportunities for live music. Now, anything else on this calendar for the weekend that we should talk about?
Sure, we got one more event out at Fairfield Hills. The Baraboo Children's Museum is putting on their golf outing fundraiser Sunday from 3 to 6. Now, I don't know how full they are, but I'm guessing they would still take some more players. Get a hold of the Children's Museum if you're interested in golfing and raising some money for a great cause.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do the Sips and Swings on Friday nights with the adult variety, and then you can go swing a golf club for real without the adult beverages on Sunday and help out a great cause. It's perfect. Now, here's one on the calendar I kind of want to touch on, simply because you and I aren't going to talk before this happens, and this is going to be a big event that will hit next weekend on the calendar. But Missoula Children's Theater is in town, and on Monday they're going to hold auditions. So can you tell us a little bit about that and how the kiddos can get involved in some live theater?
Certainly can. So Missoula Children's Theater, they're a traveling program where they come in, set up shop, audition the local kids, and put on the play just a few days later. Like you mentioned, auditions are going to be Monday from 4 until 6. This is over at the Cal Center in Reedsburg, and then they have the performance later on in the week.
All right. So if your kids want to taste at the stage, and they have parts for all, no matter what, if the kids just kind of want a small part, if they want a bigger part, they've got parts for basically everybody K through 12. So this will be a great opportunity to let them get on stage if they're so inclined.
Claire's experience was that they pick kids who fit the costumes.
Yeah, I did Missoula Children's Theater. She would be correct on that. There's not a lot of time for alterations, Ben. I mean, it's a process. You know what always amazes me about Missoula Children's Theater, though, is it is a process, and they have it down to a science. Like, they know exactly what they're doing. They come in, it's organized. It's a little bit of chaos because you're dealing with that many kiddos in one spot and trying to get everybody organized and wrangled, but they've got it down to a science. It's always a great experience. So definitely check that out if your kids love to be on stage or want to give their hand at it, at least. Now, there's a lot of great things happening this weekend. There was some that obviously we don't always have time to get to, but if people want more information about anything going on this weekend, or maybe they just want to check out that calendar for the next few weeks, you know, as they start planning their fall, we got a big Oktoberfest celebration coming up in a couple of weeks, September 21st, right? And you guys are selling buttons for that. We'll give a little plug to it over at the Chamber now, right?
Yes, indeed. You can save a couple bucks, buy them at the Chamber in advance.
All right. So that's